Tell me about this project. First of all, I guess, so I have a little background, tell me about your advanced and intermediate sewing classes, about how many students do you have, and, you know, when do you guys meet, stuff like that.
So I have my intermediate sewing and my advanced sewing. They are combined right now, and I only actually have 7 students last semester. Some of them were in my sewing fundamentals, and some of them came from last year. So the fundamentals is the first class, so this is the second and third sewing level. So their first day, we kind of just jumped right into sewing. They didn't need any instruction. And so I usually start each of the classes I teach with some type of service project. And I do a service project that usually doesn't have to be perfect and is something that is made out of fabrics that are generally left over or donated to us, so they don't cost us anything. And it's supplies that are provided for the kids, and it gives them time to get their supplies but gets them started on the machines.
So this was, and I'm just realizing what the date is, the semester must not have started very long ago. So this is the first thing that you guys are doing in class this year, or this semester?
Yes.
Okay.
So they've worked on 2 class periods.
And how's it going so far?
So far, they have 3 completed, and they'll finish a fourth set and at the beginning of next class. They only have like maybe 15 minutes left, and then they'll have 4 full sets, and each set includes an outer pouch and then 3 inner pouches.
And what are those pouches used for? What's the purpose of making these?
So they are called Joey pouches, and the ones that we're making will be sent over to Australia, and they'll be used for the baby kangaroos that have lost their homes. The rescue groups over there are taking them, and basically it's like a holding place for all of them that they find. There was a really cute video we were looking for as a service project on the first day, and there's a video that came across of a bunch of kangaroos like in a box in the little pouches.
So this is not a type of situation where the relief agencies and wherever the disaster is are saying, please, please don't send us things, send us monetary things. But no, they're saying, please send us things. The animals need help.
Yeah, so there is a rescue group that came across my Facebook because I'm in a bunch of sewing and craft and animal welfare groups. I belong to a bunch of those, and so the Australian one actually came across my page, and so I did a little investigating on that and found that there were links to pages that were in the U.S., and then there was even more specific one for each state. So I found the Missouri Sub Hub for American Rescue Crafters, and so we've been kind of going along with that page, and we'll send these pouches to one of their hubs. And once they collect enough to send them over, they'll fill a box, and then they pay for shipping and send it all over. The hub does. So a lot of local businesses are hubs for these pouches, and local crafters are just making as many as they can, taking them to a hub, and the local businesses, and some of them are just individuals, are paying for the shipping to send them over.
Why do you think it's important for not just students looking for a service project, but anybody who may see what's happening in Australia? Why did you feel the need to step in and, you know, offer some help and offer your services?
So I'm a firm believer, if you can give, you should give. And I try to instill that in my students, too, that they all have a talent, and if they can use it for good, they should. And we work together to kind of pick this project. And it's really easy with these kids to get them to do a service project for animals, because they're all generally, they're little animal lovers.
Well, that's good. And when you guys were working together to pick this project, when it was first suggested, you know, I imagine, because you're right, it's kind of hard to hate animals. I mean, I imagine that eyes must have lit up and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, they love it. And, of course, I told you it came across my social media feeds, and I share a couple ideas with them to get them started and see if they're coming up with stuff. And they were struggling a little bit. It was the beginning of the semester, first day, first thing in the morning. And so after I showed them the video, they were all just like, yes, that's it. Like, we know what that is. That's relevant to us. And we can actually help. Like, we're in.
All right. Well, I don't think I have any other questions for you at this point. You said that you're going to make four sets, and that should be done pretty soon. So what else do you want to add? I mean, is there anything else that I'm missing that maybe I should know about?
No, I mean, it's just seven kids trying to make a difference, and I think they're doing a great job. They all have big hearts, and it's really nice for them to be able to see that they can make a difference and they can do something with the skills that they do have.